Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. This is hour number two, and I'm doing something a little unconventional right now. I am thanking conservative sources where I glean a lot of information over the years. It's not all my sources, but it's a good chunk of them. I'd say definitely above average, or the majority, pardon me. And I am saying thank you to these sources for doing their homework, for doing their reading, for doing their research, for having the guts and courage, for saying truth. I don't look at this at this time in history as competition. I look at us being on the same team, the red, white, and blue team, the American team. And when we have so many people who have sold out to China, the UN, literally bought and paid for, allowed themselves to be bought and paid for, or blackmailed for personal gain, this is why we all need to stick up for these sources and these websites. So I'm going to continue to thank each individual website. The next one, again, there's no particular order here. No particular order at all. The next website I want to thank is the Daily Caller, dailycaller.com. The next website I want to thank, and I'm going to have to speed it up here a little bit, is Investment Watch Blog. I think Michael Snyder has something to do with this out of Idaho, who ran for Congress last year. Oh, they're a great, great source. Again, investmentwatchblog.com. Next, I want to thank Dave on the X22 report. That's x22report.com. It could be located as economic collapse, dollar collapse, financial collapse. A great source. I'm mentioning his first name because he goes by Dave. I know who his last name is. I don't want to say it just in case he does not want that to be known. But it's a great source. Sometimes I shake my head thinking how positive he is. And he almost always turns out to be correct. But I really recommend his site. He does a post Sunday through Friday evening. Next, I want to thank Greg Hunter at Real News from Greg Hunter's USAWatchdog.com. Another great resource. Greg, if you're listening, I really hope that you do more posts than 2 or 3 days a week. You have a good, really great resource, great guests. I wish you'd expand that a little bit. Next, and I'm going through, I'm not going to mention too many of my economic sites because there's too many to mention, and I haven't been real big on economy lately with this election fraud, even though I've spent hours upon hours giving what I call economic 101 reports and updates. Next website I go to a lot, and I've mentioned this, is Citizen Free Press. That's Citizen, C-I-T-I-Z-E-N, freepress.com. They are the new drudge by far. Great resource, great people, great truths, great guts and courage. Next, I am going to mention this particular economic resource because I feel they deserve it, and it's called realinvestmentadvice.com. That's realinvestmentadvice.com. You've probably read a lot of Lance Roberts' articles around the web on economics. Great resource. Next, another good resource is themoneygps.com on YouTube. I think he's out of Canada. I go to him on a semi-regular basis. Next one is Natural Health News and Science Discoveries. That's naturalnews.com. And it's he is just extremely knowledgeable in his stuff. There's not a lot of people out there I give credit for who has the ability to talk about. His name is Mike Adams, by the way. But he has the ability to really discuss financial, economic, social, and political issues together, and he's a science and pharmaceutical expert. There's not many people. He talks about election fraud. He talks just a great resource. I really recommend you go in there, folks. I also go to Newsmax or Newsmax.com, another great resource, a good truth-based conservative site. And I also go to the Gateway Pundit, not Gateway, but The Gateway. And a lot of these sites, folks, are being shadow banned, being blocked, not being represented properly. So you got to go to the exact website. And even then, you could be deterred off and get a fake, phony website that you think is this website. But those, I want to say thank you to those sites because that's where I get the majority over the years of my resources. And I want to say thank you to all of you. And I know it sounds odd because some people are thinking that they're competition, but again, we're all on the American team. There's no competitors at this particular point in time regarding the context of our freedoms and liberties. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to bullet points / articles regarding updates on the election fraud that's occurred over the past few days. Okay, mostly since I've been on the air 2 days ago, which has been Tuesday. So I'm just going to go from point to point or article to article, and I'm just going to say next, like you've heard me say. And hopefully this will give you guys updates and get you all caught up with what's going on. And most of this audience I know has probably read a lot of these updates. So here we go. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan legislatures to hold public hearings on 2020 election. And we all know that I referred to this already earlier in the show, that Pennsylvania has already done this. And that's why I want to thank again the state legislature of Pennsylvania. You're all heroes. I want to thank the witnesses, the whistleblowers, the Americans who had the guts and courage to come forward with truth and facts. Pro-Constitution, pro-rule of law. Next, Biden was so popular in Detroit that he had 100 to 350% turnout. That means he got up to 3.5 times more votes than there are people in some of these areas. But, of course, it's not rigged, folks. No, it's not rigged. You really got to shake your head at what's going on here when you have part of these statistical improbabilities. It's gotten to the point where I think pretty much every swing state now has more votes than voters. And I always try to give a disclaimer because I know some of these articles and facts are surreal and hard to believe. But everything that I mention has been published in the public domain, has been researched and verified to the best of my ability. Now, are there some instances that the mainstream media is purposely publishing to make it look like it's real, so they can say that it, what we say is not valid or credible? Absolutely. They do this every day, and I bet probably 10% of the stuff is, and I try really hard to vet that stuff out. But this is the era that we live in. Hate hoaxes, fake news, it's all, again, everything that comes from the mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen, is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, and that's especially true with gaslighting and any subset that you can think of under those four categories. If you really want to bet on accuracy with fake news, you're probably better off believing the opposite. Okay, next. I love it when they say smoking gun. Some of this evidence is so blatant. The fraud is so obvious. The math is so apparent that they shouldn't call it smoking gun, because this is like some of this stuff, when I read it, it's like watching a video of the shooter in slow motion where you can see the bullet coming out and actually hitting the victim. And I don't mean to be morbid on Thanksgiving, but smoking gun just doesn't cover the fact that this is so obvious. Next, election fraud uncovered in Georgia. Biden took 98% of 23,000-plus vote batch uploaded at 12:18 a.m. when counting was stopped at 10:30 p.m. That's 100% impossible, folks. Oh, it's an irregularity, right? Yeah. Please send me some money. I got a bridge, I'll sell you. Next, in Georgia again, they threw away the envelopes with the signatures that the ballots came in, then commingled the mail-in ballots with the day of ballots, so there was no way to tell them apart. This whole election, people, should be null and void. This is the biggest scam in the history of America, and that includes before the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I don't think there is a bigger scam in our history than what we're living today. Next, in Arizona, there were 35,000 votes given to every Democrat candidate just to start the voting off, and that's from Sidney Powell, who drops a mother of all bombs on Arizona Democrats. And she says it will probably flip the state. Next, in Detroit, vote counters were instructed. People, I just hope you're sitting down. I know it's too early to start munching on your drumsticks, but you might want to even take a little shot of whiskey when you hear some of this stuff, because it truly is unbelievable. In Detroit, vote counters were instructed to predate absentee ballots. Predate, and they were instructed and not to look for deficiencies in ballots. These are sworn affidavits. Republicans were not allowed to witness the vote counting. Can you tell me how this clown show is even close to legitimate? Do we have lawyers, judges, outside of Giuliani, Cindy Powell, and Jenna Ellis, are there any legitimate judges and lawyers in this country? We'll be right back, folks.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince Finelli. And what segment I'm on now is I'm catching us up on the new information on election/voter fraud. And I'm going through articles and bullet points. Now, when I read an article or listen to an interview, sometimes it could be 4 or 5 pages or an hour long, and I glean bullet points from these articles and videos. So that's what I'm doing to try to make a long story short so you at home can have ammunition and talking points for discussion when you have a relative sitting down at the Thanksgiving table saying that this election was legitimate. Folks, there's nothing close to legitimacy or the rule of law or the Constitution regarding what has happened with this election. They got caught. The bottom line is that President Trump got so many votes. I personally think he probably got over 100 million votes. That'll probably never come out. But they scrambled in the last minute to get all these votes because so many legitimate votes came in, despite the fact that there were shredders and votes being thrown out, votes being thrown in ditches, votes being thrown in rivers. All these, I mean, I myself have given so many of these verbal testimonies that have come out into the public already. And this is why the mainstream media wants to shadow ban. They want to, eliminate the truth. It's just like when they say somebody, basically the mainstream media is owned by five or six corporations, okay? And they create their own resources, their own publications, their own references in order to sell the phony narrative, the so-called phony credibility under the guise of phony fact-checking. Of course, it's not phony, but it really is, but they don't say that. So I'm going to go back to my bullet points of these articles and videos. In Georgia, this is confirmed, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger used Dominion's Eric Coomer as a witness for the state to defend last-minute computer changes. Folks, these two people, amongst many, many other hundreds, should be arrested for treason. A citizen's arrest should be valid under these circumstances. And even Lynn Wood said these are all felonies. And I'm going to quote what he said. He's another hero lawyer, and I don't use those two terms together often. But he basically said, "Would someone ask me to never befriend Brad Raffensperger, who, by the way, for those of you who aren't aware, is the Georgia Secretary of State." I'm not making this stuff up, folks. You can all look it up. And basically, Lynn Wood has seen an election fraud tape from the State Farm Arena in Fulton, Georgia. You cannot make this stuff up. There's so much evidence, folks. I think I've probably given in the upper hundreds, to be conservative, of evidence about voter and election fraud over the last few weeks. Now, Sidney Powell, who we are all very thankful for. I don't know anybody who can say anything negative about Sidney Powell, of course, unless you're one of these corrupt Democrats. And by the way, I know a lot of Democrat people who are very concerned with the way things are going, and even 30% of Democrats admit Joe Biden did not win this election. 30%. Just think how many people know it but are afraid to admit it publicly. Sidney Powell says, among these smoking guns, the first one, Hillary Clinton used fraud to steal California's Democrat presidential primary 4 years ago from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. When people told him about it, Powell said, instead of exposing it, he sold out. Sold out, America. We'll be right back after this break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The NFL had scheduled 3 games for your Thanksgiving holiday. Enter COVID-19 from stage left, and the need to drop a game off today's schedule is explained by NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills.
It's like with every situation, it's an abundance of caution, trying to make sure we create the safest possible environment for players, coaches, staff, everyone that's involved. And so we look at each one of these situations and ask ourselves, do we understand transmission? Do we believe we can put the pieces together to figure out when we're out of that risk of further transmission? So in any one of these situations, you're looking at who's at risk, how long are they at risk for, and if we think there's still a vulnerability to a substantial number of people, then it's best to postpone, and so that's what we've done here.
The Steelers-Ravens game has been pushed back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern because many Baltimore players have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've done a very, very deep dive into this situation. We've interviewed everyone involved. We looked at all the data. We've also done what's called genomic epidemiology, meaning we've gone in and looked at the exact genome of the virus samples from all the infected individuals. So we feel like we have a really good handle on exactly when transmission occurred and how it occurred. And I think that we feel like we're just a couple of days away from being out of that window of vulnerability for that transmission event. So obviously you have to take each day as it comes and look for any new data that may emerge. But right now, we simply feel like that as of tomorrow, we would not have confidence in going forward. But I think we feel we're very close to the end of that transmission event. And at present, we're targeting Sunday, absent any new information that would change the facts that we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today I've got your
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. Happy Thanksgiving. I can't believe where the time goes, so I'm going to try to speed up the information as much as possible and give you new updates on what's been happening with the election/voter fraud. And I am talking about some of the, I'm paraphrasing and quoting some of Sidney Powell's remarks that she's made very recently. So next, an employee of the Defense Department in a conference call that included Sanders and New York Rep. Alexandria Ocasio Cortez told government officials how to commit sabotage in their respective offices. There were about a couple hundred people on that call, Powell said. I hope steam is coming out of your ears right now, America. I hope your face is red. We the people are going to have to make the difference. We're going to have to be the judge and jury because most of our lawyers, judges, and courts have sold us out. They've rigged the system. They've turned. They've been blackmailed, paid off. They sold out you, the people, and the Constitution. This is our home, and we all have to make a choice. We inherited our freedom and our Constitution, and that gives us the right to fight for it. So silent majority, we have to eliminate that term in our vocabulary. Next, China, Iran, Serbia, and Liechtenstein played key roles in interfering with the presidential election. On Saturday night, in an interview with Newsmax, Powell mentioned each Democrat candidate in Pennsylvania received 35,000 extra votes. I will be willing to bet it happened everywhere, Powell said. And yes, folks, there's evidence of that. Next, states recalibrated voting machines after deadline modification passed. Machines awarded a value of 1.25 for each vote Joe Biden received, but calculated every Trump vote at only 0.75%. Remember when I talked about the Smartmatic and Dominion voting machines, how they're doing fractions? You can see, this is her quote now, you can see the reports of fractional numbers for the votes, Powell said. A former Venezuelan military officer who helped develop the machines testified they could be manipulated. He knew as soon as the machines were turned off in the key states, Powell said that massive support for Trump had broken the algorithm that had been programmed, so they had to stop counting and backfill the vote with fraudulent mail-in ballots. Now, regarding the public hearing, I'm going to jump because I'm looking at my clock here. Regarding the public hearing in Pennsylvania yesterday, some key points. Data scientists from Delaware County told that 47 USB cards are missing with 50,000 votes. Now, nothing to see here, folks. No voter fraud here. No election fraud here. No big deal. Next. Crowd gasps. For those of you who didn't see the public hearing in Pennsylvania, the crowd gasped. Some laughed. Some couldn't believe it. After this information on this math came out, that a mysterious, this is in Pennsylvania now, that a mysterious spike of votes in Pennsylvania had 600,000 votes for Biden. Guess how many for Trump? 3,200. Sounds like a fair ratio, doesn't it? Next, GOP observer Justin Queter. This is still Pennsylvania from the hearing yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of Philadelphia mail-in ballots were processed with zero civilian oversight. No fraud there. Next, Millis, Massachusetts town clerk Lisa Jane Harden confirms glitch that resulted in hundreds of mail-in ballots sent to voters that didn't even request them. And it was something in the computer program that entered them as having applied for the November ballot. This is fraud up and down, left and right, every direction you look, every rock you turn is fraud. And you want to know something, folks, especially for not just Americans, but for you in Pennsylvania. Your Governor Wolf mandated Dominion voting machines. It wasn't even voted on by the lawmakers. Wolf also removed all security barcodes from ballots that were originally put in place to protect the counterfeiting of ballots. Can you tell me, Pennsylvanians, why is this man not arrested? Next, new lawsuit in Georgia has been filed. The expert analysis of government data showing that the total number of illegal votes counted and legal votes not counted is greater than 200,000. You want to know what the vote margin is between Biden and Trump? It's just over 12,000. Now, just remember what I just said regarding 200,000 plus votes not counted or counted and put in different categories. I mean, this is, folks, this election should have been deemed null and void weeks ago. It's the evidence is overwhelming. Next, additionally, incontrovertible evidence. Board of Elections records demonstrate that at least 96,600 absentee ballots were requested and counted, but never recorded as being returned to County Elections Board by the voter. That's thus at a minimum 96,600 votes must be disregarded. Folks, how much evidence do we need to show unbelievable election fraud in this country? Next, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says she has 500 sworn affidavits on 11,000 incidents of voter fraud. Well, obviously, all these people must be controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent haters. They must be anti-this, ism-ist, and phobes. They have to be. They're conspiracy theorists. This can't be right. That's sarcasm, folks. Next, 17% of Biden voters said they would not have voted for him if they knew about his media-censored scandals and the laptop from hell and Hunter Biden and the pedophilia and all this stuff. Just 17%? It wouldn't have mattered anyway because this whole system was fixed to make sure Biden got more votes than Trump anyway. It's just that Trump got so many and the voter fraud is so obvious because they had to catch up. Next, Milwaukee mysteriously finds another 386 unopened ballots during the recount 3 weeks after the election. Oops. Imagine my shock. Next, group files emergency petition in Wisconsin after identifying 150,000 potential fraudulent ballots. People, you can't even make this stuff up. How the heck is the United States of America still standing? It's because of the patriots and the alternative media and the very few good lawyers and judges out there, which is maybe 5% of the Giulianis, the Powells, and the Ellises. Next, how strange is this, folks? Vice President-elect, which is not the case, Kamala Harris, has yet to resign from her Senate job. Now, there's confidence for you. Next, Mark Mullick Brown admits to licensing agreement between Smartmatic and Dominion, which was denied for weeks. Next, Pennsylvania governor congratulates. You're going to love this, folks, if you haven't read this. Pennsylvania governor congratulates crooked election workers that kicked out Trump campaign poll observers as, quote, performing admirably with honor. That pause was meant purposely. Next, Pennsylvania lawmaker Democrat Governor Wolf mandated Dominion voting systems. It was not voted on by lawmakers. I said this. How is he not arrested, Pennsylvania? Sir, I'm totally serious. I'm not trying to be partisan. How can you do this stuff and not be arrested? Next, data scientist blows up Pennsylvania hearings. You need to listen to some of the math that some of it I described today. I don't have time to go through it all. The math is unbelievable. It's unbelievably valuable to show the election fraud and the probabilities, the improbabilities of this math being valid. It's not even close to being valid. Next, Democrats called upon President Trump to be a good sport when they just tried to steal his election. See, this is what they do, folks. They are saying we're doing the coup when they're doing it. Everything that they say Trump is doing or we're doing, they have not only been doing it, it's obvious that they're guilty of doing it. And this is why they use the publications for their own references. Okay, just like, I have so many articles here. Let me go on to some of the hypocrisies and double standards. I'm looking at the clock here, folks. I'm just going to move it along. Pardon me, I just don't have the time. I'm going to talk about some of the hypocrisies that's occurring by the people who have been caught, and they're trying to double down and move the agenda forward because they've been caught with doing all this. First article, Oregon's Kate Brown said people should be calling the police on neighbors who violate coronavirus restrictions on Thanksgiving. See, folks, this is total Nazi USSR stuff. Tattletaling, rewarding snitches. This is all the years they've been calling Trump and Republicans Nazis. They are doing exactly what, and I've given presentations on the behavior of the Nazis, taking over the media and all. I have a long list that I've described over the years. They are doing exactly that. De Blasio unleashes COVID checkpoint to catch and fine New York City travelers who violate holiday quarantine. Octon! Octon! Let me see your papers, Octon! We're here, folks. Be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Last segment of the show. I appreciate you being here. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince Finelli, and I'm talking about the double standards and hypocrisies by the so-called experts who are bought and paid for, which pretty much shows the lack of concern we need to have even for coronavirus. And here's an article right here, the first one of this segment. Michael Varshavsky, known as Dr. Mike online, he had a 31st birthday party for himself. He was on a boat in some Sunset Harbor. And he basically is surrounded by about a dozen gorgeous women in bikinis and not much else, and some less. The photos there, no masks, no social distancing. They're literally packed on top of each other like sardines. And he basically says, see, this hypocrisy and double standards has to stop. He basically says, if not wearing a mask, you put other people's lives at risk. It might make sense to make it mandatory. Wouldn't you agree? This Varshavsky said. See, don't listen to experts, folks, because most of these experts are bought and paid for. They just are, they're bought and paid for to sell the narrative, and that is it. Okay, next article. I'm running out of time here. U.S. attorney declines to investigate Democrats who attacked Rand Paul and his wife. See, it all depends on what group you come from. Different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Now, I'm going to mention a couple of COVID stuff here. After lecturing Trump supporters on masks, John Carl was caught taking off his mask at the White House press briefing room when he thinks the cameras and videos are off. Next article. Communist China says all humans should be marked and tracked to prevent the spread of COVID-19. You see, COVID-19 is a tool and vehicle for tyranny and the reset and to take over the world, folks. I think everybody in this audience is aware of this. Next, we need to encourage the rise of China, says a Biden advisor. We have had our highest institutions and people literally sell out to treason, sedition, and espionage. And that's one of the reasons I went through the Biden, the Bitterman report yesterday, or on Tuesday, pardon me, because it really shows how they use the Bitterman report to enslave people through consensual measures. And they basically, it's a report that shows, and I probably, in fact, I won't have time to go through it again today, but it's a tool for communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance. Please look it up. Bitterman Report, B-I-D-E-R-M-A-N Report. And I compared it to, and it's on the Internet as well, just got to look for it, on how it compared the coercion of the Bitterman Report to the modification behaviors of COVID-19. And they used to use this report on communist brainwashing techniques used by the Chinese and North Koreans on captured American pilots and other military members to get false confessions and propaganda statements supporting the communists. This is has been a very useful tool. Next article. Lynn Wood, America would be shocked at the level of pedophilia and satanic worship in government. President Trump, if you decide to do nothing else for the rest of your life, adult mutual consensual sex has to mean something. A declassification of all these people who have been on Epstein Island is absolutely necessary. President Trump, you always talk about Christianity and God and things like that. We cannot have Christianity and God in our lives if these names of these pedophiles are not released to the public. Stop mentioning all this stuff if you're not going to mention these names. And the video should even come out, too. If it's adult mutual consensual sex, that's one thing. But if children are being affected and their lives are being ruined, these people's names need to come out. Okay, next. OAN News suspended by YouTube. I think I mentioned that already. Next. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer nominated for the Person of the Year. See, this is what I mean. The mainstream media creates their own publications, their own references to sell phony narratives, phony credibility, phony fact-checking. USA Today liberal hack doesn't believe Hunter Biden emails are real. They're very real. Next, Democrat mayor of Denver boards flight to Houston to visit his family minutes after he reminds people not to travel for Thanksgiving. Unbelievable. Next, Obama attacks Hispanics for supporting Trump. Oh, my God. He's attacking people who 95% of them can speak a minimum of two languages. Everybody, thank you for being here. Happy Thanksgiving. Speak up.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.